Blackstone Publishing presents Walk in the Fire by Steph Post. This book is read by Bradford Hastings. Chapter 1. Raimi closed her eyes, leaned back against the glass, and for a moment wished it all away. The heat from the sun-blasted windshield stung her shoulder blades and the backs of her bare arms. She pressed her palms against the shimmering hood of the silver Cadillac and lost herself in the feverish sensation. The burn was like a coalescent itch she was finally able to scratch. There was not a breath of movement around her, and the stillness of the salvage yard in the late evening was both suffocating and reassuring. Raimi languidly opened her eyes, looked up at the impossible cobalt of the sky, deep and cool, far away from the pillars of crushed cars radiating heat all around her, and sighed.
Lesser, I know you're there. What do you want?
Raimi sat up and rubbed her hands along the thighs of her jeans. She slid down to the edge of the Cadillac's hood and coiled her long, dark auburn hair around her wrist. She twisted it up off her neck while waiting for the embarrassed 17-year-old to come around the stack of plywood pallets.
Sorry. I didn't want to just come up on you like that, though I guess I did anyway, huh?
Lesser grinned, but then quickly looked down as he pushed his stringy blonde hair back behind his pierced ears.
I know you come out here sometimes to get away. Probably from me, I bet. Or Benji and his moods. I wasn't spying on you or nothing, I swear.
Still keeping his eyes on the ground, Lesser nudged a piece of rubber hose with the toe of his dirty Converse sneaker. Raimi waited until he glanced up at her, and then she shrugged her shoulders expectantly.
Lesser, what do you want? Oh, sorry. Jude is here. He's back. Just got back. He's up at the garage. Said he wanted to talk to you.
Lesser raised his head and smiled at her before jamming his hands into his pockets and turning on his heels. Raimi tried not to laugh as she called out her thanks. Lesser had been working at Cannon Salvage for more than a month, but he still stumbled over himself every time he was alone with her. The kid was good, though. A high school dropout? Sure. But a halfway decent mechanic. And Raimi didn't know what they would have done without him. She took a last look around at the little niche of seclusion she had made for herself in the back corner of the lot before heading back up to the garage. Raimi emerged from the maze of stripped, derelict cars and heaps of twisted scrap metal and debris to find Benji, finally out of that sagging aluminum lawn chair he had installed himself in earlier that morning. She figured Judah being back probably had something to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?